everyone. Welcome to this special weird news weird world podcast.
Close enough. It's a weird world, weird news special report.
Oh.
The drone invasion of New Jersey. 4 exclamation points. Come on, you gotta sell it. We should have a teletype machine.
I was
going to
say we need that special dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee
that
music.
One. Yes, the dee-dee-dee-dee music. Yeah. Sure.
I'll find some.
So we are going to be talking about the hottest story in the country right now, the New Jersey drone invasion, which actually now is spread well beyond New Jersey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know very little about it because I'm boycotting the news.
Are you?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, great. So you'll contribute plenty. Well, it'll be news.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. I'll start with some experiences. The day after Thanksgiving, Susan and Lorelei Woodruff looked up in the sky and they saw something like 10 or so brightly lit objects. They said they were kind of banking and turning pretty quickly in the night above their home in Elsinboro, down in southern New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They said every night since then, they say they have seen the objects come back and they hear what they think is sort of this weird humming, whirring noise. And they have flashing red and green and white lights on them. Quote from Lorelei Woodruff, who's 52, "I think it's like an invasion. I feel like our privacy is kind of invaded." A little bit. Okay, what kind of invasion? Okay. It seems very UFO-ish with that first part of the sentence. And the next part seems more like they understand it's drones. I'm not going to lie. So I have a few more quotes. But basically what's happened is that people all over New Jersey, and then later in other states, now New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, Massachusetts, have been seeing just a ton of drones. Most of them, almost virtually all of them, have reported at night. And they often have like a white light, like a normal light, I guess, but they also have red and green lights as well.
For Christmas.
Sure. You know what? That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
And they are so numerous. And so, I mean, there's been literally thousands of reports now that just seems like this is an invasion. What's going on? This is not the norm. This is different. Is there something, you know, is there a foreign entity involved? Is there a secret operation involved? Who knows? We'll get to all that in a minute. But just to lay the groundwork, that's what's happening right now. You've seen, I mean, senators and governors and people like that are saying, we got to get to the bottom of this. This is something. This is more than just, you know, some form of mass hysteria or mistaken identity, et cetera. Is it partly that? We'll talk about that. But this does seem to be that there is a kernel here, at least a kernel, if not a big, big chunk of what's being reported that is something new and different and something a little bit unnerving. Why all these drones? What do they want? What are they doing?
Yeah.
Big drones, too. Big kind of industrial kind of, you know, drones have been the ones people notice. Of course, if there may be smaller drones as well, and they're less noticeable, but it's something different.
And nobody's, like, trying to take one down?
Not yet. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I'm a little shocked that hasn't happened yet. I'll be shocked even more if it doesn't happen in the very near future. Another quote was, "It's unnerving when you walk out your door and this is what you see." That was from Kieran Kelly. She's a 55-year-old technology consultant in Morristown. That's up in North New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Keene, she's a portrait photographer, also in Elsinboro, said she once saw as many as 15 of the objects in the sky at the same time. Sometimes that's known as cluster drones. And so the people have seen not just a drone or two. Like the first person saw 10, this person says she saw 15. Was that the same incident? I'm going to think probably it was.
Yeah.
She says, Jenna Keene says, "I don't feel threatened, but it is weird."
Yeah.
So far, no one has said, "No, I've been threatened or menaced by them." No one seems to even feel scared, just like pissed off. What's going on? We want answers.
Yeah.
Jenna Keene started a Facebook group on Friday night, which would be December 12th. December 13th.
Friday
13th,
yeah.
Of course. And it was dedicated to sort of, you know, let's tell me if you've had any of these sightings of these drones down in just in southern New Jersey. By the afternoon of the next day, had 600 members, and she said she could literally see it go up every hour.
Yeah, wow.
So just, it's a very serious thing. A guy named David Whiteley in North Bergen, which I believe is also in northern New Jersey, he said, you know, he's been a little more like, I don't know, is this really something going on? Maybe some misinformation. But he said, yeah, it's like everybody you talk to has seen it, or they have at least a friend who's seen it. He said, "What's real and what isn't? Personally, I'm exhausted."
Okay, David.
That's David, 35 years old.
Exhausted.
Yeah, dude, everybody's talking about it. I am just done with it. It's been going on like 2 weeks, but he is just donezo.
Well, I'm assuming there's good quality video.
There is plenty of video, but okay. It's lights in the sky. And yeah. So it's not, few of the pictures that you do see, that does look absolutely like a drone, like a big drone with the multiple propellers sometimes. We've seen some pretty good drones. These are bigger, drones have gotten pretty robust these days.
Okay, I would think the military might have...
they do. They have an opinion of what's going on. The federal government does have an opinion. The Department of Homeland Security does.
These agencies have night vision.
Yeah, they do.
Capabilities. So you think there'd be...
You do think that
has this been going on?
Like 2 weeks solid.
So there's plenty of time for them to get out there and get ready to...
It turns out the apparatus and the resources to do that is actually maybe less than you think, especially about something like drones. It's just there's not like a web and a net that's ready to capture drones, things like that. It takes some specialized skills to do that.
I'm talking about like night vision video
capabilities. Yeah.
To see if they can figure out.
I haven't seen that yet. But if the military has taken of videos, and they have investigated. We'll get to what their response has been so far.
Okay.
So it started in Morris County in northern New Jersey in mid-November, so maybe 10-ish days before Thanksgiving or so. A senior official who was briefed about these or who told ABC News about some of these drone sightings said there's basically been at least one report, more than that usually, every single night since then, except, oddly enough, Thanksgiving, when there was pretty much no discernible reports of things on Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
As if they took a day off. That is interesting. And then every day since then, up to now, we're recording this on December 15th, and we will upload it then. So just so you know, so if this is December 16th or 17th, new shit might have happened. But as of now, there's been, every single day, there's been reports of more drones. They appear to be, like I said, pretty commercial grade, not the kind of cheapy recreational type drones. Some of them appear to be up to 6 feet in diameter, and that's about as big as drones can get these days. But you've seen descriptions in some of the media. I've seen a description of, quote, a small car. I saw one description that said it was these drones are the size of an SUV. So there are elements, obviously, of exaggeration. That last one is the size of the SUV. That was from the New York Post. So not a place you expect quality information from. But
it's also
still
hard to tell when something's in the sky at night. Yeah.
We've talked about that many times on this show. Judging distance, judging size, and the two are interrelated is very difficult in bright daylight. At night, it's nearly impossible. So how big are they? It seems like some of these have been very clear. I know that's a drone. I'm not an idiot. And it's a large industrial grade kind of a drone.
Yeah.
The kind that military or corporations would have.
Yeah.
So it started in New Jersey, but as I said, it's rapidly spread throughout the Northeastern United States. All these states here for our non-American listeners are all sort of clustered around the Northeast where New York City is. So New Jersey, New York City, and at least the lower part of New York State, the part closer to New York City, has had sightings. But so has Massachusetts and Connecticut, which is to the east and north of New York City. And eastern Pennsylvania, coming south and southwest of New York. Maryland and Connecticut down, Maryland down to the south of that. And then Connecticut, Massachusetts, up in what's the New England area. So a pretty big and growing, kind of almost an arc of the Northeast United States has now had reports of these, which is interesting because some of the explanations, I would expect this to be nationwide within a week or two.
Yeah.
I would expect to keep spreading and keep spreading and keep spreading.
Yeah.
So if what I think is happening is at least partly right. Initially, it seemed like they were not going like near any kind of sensitive areas like airports or military installations or things like that. And in fact, just even government proclamations from like 3 days ago said, well, they've never done anything, you know, they've never gone near military installations. They haven't done anything kind of dangerous. That's not true anymore. They are doing that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A drone was seen, or drones, plural, were spotted near the Picatinny Arsenal, which is an American military research facility. And some drones were spotted over Bedminster, which is Donald Trump, our president-elect's golf course and country club in, I believe, central New Jersey, north central New Jersey, something like that. And, quote, several instances of unidentified drones entering the airspace, unquote, of the Naval Weapons Station in Earle, which is near Middleton, New Jersey, have been reported as well. So now they are going near these sensitive areas where they can get shot down.
Yeah.
The brand new Democratic senator from New Jersey, his name is Andy Kim. He did posted videos on his X account. Shame on him. He should be on Blue Sky, showing what appeared to be a cluster of drones over the Round Valley Reservoir. That was last Thursday. It would have been the 12th of December. And I don't know how sensitive that is, but it's still, it's like, what are they doing over a reservoir in New Jersey? Yeah. And then on Saturday, he posted again that, you know what? It turns out that we think, in hindsight, those were aircraft, actual aircraft, fixed-wing aircraft, not drones. He said, quote, they were almost certainly planes. We'll get to that in a minute as well. Mm-hmm. But also the Ocean County Sheriff's Office, which I think is down in southern New Jersey. I should have looked all these places up. That sheriff has been like, okay, the government ain't doing enough about it. I'm gonna. Yes, I gave him a southern accent. That was stereotypical of me. I don't know. Southern New Jersey.
So you see
my point. But he said that his officers followed 50 unmanned aerial vehicles, quote, coming off the ocean, unquote. His name, the sheriff, is Michael Mastronardi. And so they've been, and they actually recently sent up their own drone. I guess they have a good drone there. And he said that the drones they were following, like, easily evaded their Ocean County Sheriff's Office drone. Like, just like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so, little cop drone.
So that makes it seem like they're coming from a ship or something.
It does
right?
seem like that. And you hear a lot about that coming off the ocean. This is the coastal U.S.
Yeah.
So maybe they are, maybe they aren't.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know how super reliable this sheriff is. They're sadly and horribly, there's already becoming a little bit of a political tinge to this that seems to happen to everything. And because there's been a lot of Republicans, and Ocean County is a very Republican part of New Jersey, he's a Republican politician, the sheriff is, there's been a lot of griping, like the federal government's not doing enough. They're just, you know, they're not protecting our skies and that kind of stuff. And that's just, you know, lots of Democratic elected politicians have said, we need to find out what's going on. We need more resources, but they've done it in I would argue a lot more responsible way than just sort of casting blame and kind of a bitchiness to the, a lot of the Republican spots, which is unfortunate because this is not a partisan issue at all. We need to find out what's going on, whether you're a Democrat or Republican.
Yeah.
It's childish.
They turn everything into
Literally everything, no matter what happens. It's like, how can we turn that into something that's political? And that's sad. And I suspect, I don't know this, but I suspect because one thing other Republicans said, Jeff Van Drew. He's a Republican congressperson, U.S. House of Representatives from New Jersey. He said, this is from Iran. I've been told that. I've heard that it's from Iran, and there's an Iranian mothership out in the ocean sending these drones in the United States. It's embarrassing nonsense. Yeah. He's made a fool of himself. He's a clown. Mastronardi, that Republican Ocean County sheriff, says they came out of the ocean. They probably did. Maybe they did. I don't know that they did, though.
Yeah.
The FAA said also that it's investigating an incident potentially where a drone sort of buzzed a Spirit Airlines flight crew as they were approaching LaGuardia Airport after 11:30 p.m. last Thursday, and a Coast Guard ship said that it reported 13 drones with wingspans as big as 8 feet were following one of their Coast Guard craft. So it does seem to be getting more daring than just sort of buzzing around above neighborhoods like it seemed to start it as.
Yeah.
Whether they're all coming from the ocean, though. Here's the thing. Somebody says something like, in fact, I think it was that sheriff said something like, and you never see him land, you never see him take off. No shit. When do you see a drone take off unless you're with the person operating the drone, dum-dum?
Yeah.
So, and you don't see them take off because they're not there. They go back to where they are. They can travel for miles.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of sort of, you know, not just misinformation, but just sort of being a little bit too spastic about it. You don't need to say things like that. People are scared enough how it is. These drones also seem to be kind of shy around people. Like I said, they evaded the Ocean County Sheriff's drone when it came after them. Multiple drones were seen flying over a neighborhood in the Bronx. That's the borough of New York City. But when police came, they vamoosed.
Yeah.
They took off. Annie Kim, the senator from New Jersey, also reported that in the Clinton, New Jersey police, they saw objects in the sky. And he reported that they were, I guess, I don't know how what kind of radar, but he said they were undetectable radar. And you hear the other sources as well saying these things are undetectable radar. Like that makes it more mysterious. I don't know. I'm not a radar expert, but I believe low altitudes are difficult to detect on radar. And,
yeah.
And drones can't fly more than 400 feet in the air. Most fly much, much, much lower than that for the most part. So I don't know. I would love to hear from a listener who knows more radar than we do. Could they be not detected by radar because they're low altitude? Or what kind of, I mean, what, the police, what do they have? They have radar? What, are you talking about a speed gun? I honestly don't know what technology they were using for that, but it doesn't sound like it was, you know, airport level radar technology. Yeah. So I'm not sure how true that they aren't detecting radar. And are they too small too? I don't know.
Yeah.
They're you know, even an industrial size drone is not that large of a craft with that ping off radar. I don't know.
I don't know the answer to these questions.
But Annie Kim said that they saw these craft there in Clinton, and he said, we had a flight tracker app with us to try to help us to identify what aircraft were in the area. And he said, we were able to identify some of them as aircraft. And we'll talk about this later, but there's no question a lot, maybe most of these things are planes. But there were others that didn't necessarily show up, at least in terms of the planning and the flight track. So if it appears that at least in that experience, not all of them are planes, but some of them, unless it was you have to file a flight path, no matter how, just a little joyride. You know, you can't just take off and have a joyride in a plane. So I don't know. And the Ocean County Sheriffs, also back to those guys again, they said the drones will often turn off their lights when they approach.
Oh,
so
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There does seem to be intelligence behind these things. It's impossible to divine what the purpose is. We can't tell that. They seem so disparate. They are in some sensitive areas, but only recently. They're, for the most part of this whole drone invasion phenomenon, they were not and mostly are not. They're just over neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Just over, you know. And this is, by the way, these are very densely populated part of the country. This is maybe the most densely populated part of the country. New Jersey is the most densely populated state in the country.
Is it really?
Yeah. Hmm. So it's just not a place, if you were trying to be secretive, this is the worst possible place. Yeah. Even if you needed coastal, like there is some kind of a ship, which there very well could be, that's involved, this is not the place to do it if you did not want to be detected. This is the last place you do it if you did not want to be detected.
No, I think it's pretty obvious they're not trying to not be detected.
Not at all. Not at all. They run away and they, but, right? But was that a triple negative, or how many was that?
I don't know.
Verbal gymnastics, impressive, Gary. So the politicians have responded, though. Like I said, everybody, like New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has been very adamant that we need to know what's going on. Quote, the continuing reporting of UASs, that's, by the way, the unmanned aircraft systems. I am just going to keep calling them drones, by the way. We don't need a new acronym for everything. Knock it off. The continued reporting of U.S. activity has raised more questions than answers and prompted an outcropping of conspiracy theories across social media and other platforms, which is true.
Yeah.
And so he's saying, you know, the federal government needs to step in here and needs to be more transparent about what's going on and find out what's going on ASAP before this gets even more out of control. He said he actually talked to the Biden administration earlier this week, I think on Thursday, to tell him, I'm really concerned, you need to do something about it. But he said, based on everything we know, there's no public safety risk we're aware of. On the other hand, it is frustrating to not have more answers on this. Is it frustrating to not have a source of these things? Yes. I love when you set up your own question.
Yeah.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul? How do you pronounce her last
Hochul.
Name? Hochul.
I
have no idea. You're asking the wrong person.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you should know this.
I know I should. She said that on Saturday, she said last night, meaning Friday the 13th, the runways at Stewart Airfield were shut down for approximately 1 hour due to drone activity in airspace.
Wow.
This has gone too far, she said. So,
yeah.
So, you know.
So this is criminal
activity. That is
activity.
Absolutely. You can
yeah.
go to jail
yes.
for that,
yeah.
for sure.
So.
It's a that Stewart Airfield, by the way, is about 60 miles north of New York City, and it's a commercial military flight, so it's not a passenger type of place. And then finally, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she's also on it. She's saying, we got to trap these things. We have methods. We have, like, I think there's like nets and things like that, and ways to disable drones that you can capture them, because it is very dangerous to shoot them down. And the military does not want to shoot them down and urges everybody. In fact, it is illegal to shoot down a drone because that can be very dangerous.
Yeah, they could land on someone's head. We've seen that happen.
We have seen that happen.
In a swimming pool.
Much more intentional than not, though. And it did cause quite a bit of blood, because the scalp has a lot of blood. So,
and it was a bald scalp.
Yes, it was a bald scalp.
That's funny.
A bunch of Republicans. And the Republicans who have responded to this have been mostly, like I said, it's kind of peevish, much more blamey. Like, you know, I'm not going to lie. The federal government has not helped itself. It's been dismissive. It's been a little bit, I don't know, a little too sort of, we've got it covered. Don't you worry, you're pretty little ahead about a thing, kind of an attitude from the federal government that's not helping themselves. It's not doing the right job. But, you know, like I said, there's a mature way to respond to that, and there's an immature way to respond to that. And the immature way to respond to that has been from a lot of New Jersey Republicans. Not to make it political.
What agency of the federal government has responded?
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have been the two departments tasked with investigating. I'm sure the FAA is involved as well. Okay. But the investigation officially has been conducted by the FBI and the DHS. My favorite, of course, is Jeff Drew, who blamed it on the Iranians. There's absolutely no evidence. The federal government said, for sure it's not. He even said something like, we know there's an Iranian drone mothership that is missing from port in Iran with a timeline matching the emergence of these drones, end quote. That is fiction.
Wow.
That's not a thing that's happening. Yeah. The military says, you don't know the fuck you're talking about. In much nicer words, you don't know the fuck you're talking about. There's no such thing as that. There isn't an Iranian drone mothership. And you know, if anybody's going to know about that, it's going to be our military is going to know if there's one missing.
Right,
he's just making shit up because he's, what's the word I'm looking for? A dick face. So even Larry Hogan, who's the very moderate Republican governor, former governor of Maryland, he recently just lost an attempt at the U.S. Senate seat. He's kind of pissy too, but he said he saw in his home, he saw like 30 drones over his house. And he's like, that's never happened before. I've lived for 30 years. Drones have been around for quite a while. I've never seen any kind of cluster of drones like that in my life. He got a little, you know, he couldn't help himself, like, bit kind of blamey about it. And that's not helpful. And of course, our favorite politician, yes, Donald Trump, he got involved as well on a truth on his social media site, Truth Social, so I'm sure 7 or 8 people saw it. He said, quote, mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? By the way, no question mark after that. I don't think so, exclamation point. Let the public know, and now. Otherwise, shoot them down, 3 exclamation points. What does that mean? Can this really be happening without our government? They're literally actively investigating it. So no, it's not without their knowledge. Yeah. But in terms of does the government know what's happening? They have explicitly said they do not, but they've also more or less said, we don't think it's anything. So I think it was the FAA said, now's a good time to remind people about drones. So they put up a website about drones, and they answered, like, it's like almost like a FAQ kind of a thing, where it's like things like, where can you fly a drone? You can fly drones in most locations below 400 feet. Flying near airports usually requires authorization from the FAA, so you can, but clearly that one by Stewart Airfield did not.
Yeah.
Where can't you fly a drone? And that's basically any kind of controlled airspace without authorization. You cannot fly drones over designated national security sensitive facilities. I don't know how you'd know. I guess Area 51.
Yeah.
And you cannot fly them near military bases, infrastructure, and national landmarks. I guess they worry about terrorism, I imagine, is my guess. I'm guessing. Like the Lincoln Memorial? I don't know. So you can't fly a drone over the Lincoln Memorial?
But I imagine, what if you're like, you want to do some sort of video or photography you can get a permit, I'll bet you could, or something like that.
If you want to do a drone shot over the Washington Monument or Congress or something like that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You can now fly drones at night. Guess when that started? 2023, last year.
Really?
So only for a very short time have drone operators been allowed to fly drones at night, which I think has a lot to do with what's happening here. Huh. We'll get to answers at the end, of course, but keep that in mind. I had no idea that's true. I thought so you can fly them at night. If you do fly them at night, you need like a special certificate that you're able to do that, but you can, and they have to have lights. guess what color those lights often are?
Red, green, and white.
Red, green, and white. So that, which is good. That's sort of confirmatory that a lot of these sightings are indeed drones.
Right.
But the lighting there is not sort of mysterious. So the degree folks have said that's weird or something like that, it's not. Like I said, it doesn't seem, very few people, I mean, of course, people have brought in extraterrestrials and aliens.
Yeah.
But it seems like the vast majority of folks is that these are drones and I want answers.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. So that's kind of encouraging.
Well, that who's not, to say aliens don't have drones, people?
That seems like a pretty low-tech you know, way for aliens to
sure they
explore
bring,
our
but
world.
They bring them on their ship and then they park the ship out in the ocean in a big bubble.
Oh, a bubble
to cloak
a
it.
Oh, got it.
And then they send
they don't
the drones.
Cloak their drones.
No, because they want to see how we'll react to it.
Okay.
I'll betcha.
Okay, like a War of the Worlds scenario. Yep. Okay,
yeah.
Drones have to be registered with the FAA, which I didn't know either. Any drone weighing more than about half a pound has to be registered.
Really?
I guess becomes they're very lightweight for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when they're pretty large, they don't weigh that much.
Did you consult with your friend who
actually does have
drone certification status?
That was not very smart of me. Yes, he is a drone, actually a flight instructor. I did not. No. Darn it. I should have. Should have had him on.
Yeah.
Via Zoom or something like that.
He would have seized up. He'd be so nervous.
Yeah, he would. The FAA is looking into it, as I said, because they, you know, you report something that seemed like an unsafe flying of drone, they'll supposedly look into it. I don't know how much resources they really have for that. This, I imagine, they're going to scramble much more resources because it's become this national issue now.
Yeah.
The FAA, though, does not regulate. Like, can they go over your house? That's a state issue. It's like, it's none of our concern. If you're worried about, like that woman said, this is an invasion of our privacy. I agree. I think drones over people's houses is an abject invasion of privacy, and that shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, I agree.
It's becoming routine now, but that's up to state and local jurisdictions. Yeah. The FAA has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The FAA also, maybe it wasn't the FAA, but I think it was FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, they issued a statement saying essentially that we have not corroborated any of the reported visual sightings with electronic detection. So that's interesting. I don't know exactly what that means.
Say that again.
They haven't recorded the sightings or, you know, verified them with any electronic detection. I don't know if that means radar or what that means. They said, to the contrary, upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft operating lawfully. There are no reported or confirmed drone sightings in any restricted airspace. That is not true any longer.
Huh.
So, again, that seems a little bit dismissive to me, and I think unnecessarily so. So I don't think they've done themselves any favors with their attitude. A national security spokesman for the White House named John Kirby said this just last Thursday, quote, "We have not been able to corroborate any of the reported visual sightings." Well, I mean, people are clearly having these visual sightings by the hundreds. I don't know.
Yeah.
We've seen pictures of them. We have pictures. We can put pictures on our social media. We have state and local authorities chasing after them. So this is not just mass hysteria, but everybody's imagining things. So it's not been a great response by the White House, I'd argue. And Kirby said in a new news conference that authorities haven't been able to corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. Like I said, quote, despite using very sophisticated electronic detection technologies, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's misinformation or just arrogance or what, but that can't be true or they haven't tried very hard.
Right.
And I don't know that for a fact. It just doesn't seem likely.
Yeah.
Mostly, though, they just try to say, let's just calm down. You know, what's his name? The Department of Homeland Security. Oh, God damn
it.
I can't think of his first name. It's Mayorkas, but I can't think of his first name. Sorry about that. I'll call him Secretary Mayorkas and pretend I know his first name.
There you go.
He noted that there are over 1 million registered drones in the U.S. There's got to be a ton more that aren't registered, by the way.
Yeah.
Every day, thousands and thousands of drones are being flown. So he's essentially kind of saying,
calm down,
abnormal, you know?
Yeah, but it is.
And he also noted that the FAA only changed the rules about night flying at last year, and virtually all of these sightings have been at night.
Yeah.
And I have a theory about that, too. Others, though, like Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, he's been pretty calm about this. He, by the way, is another person who saw a drone. He reported seeing a drone, I think also over his house as well, like Larry Hogan.
Uh-huh.
And he said, But he said you can't have conspiracy theorists filling this space. But the Biden administration and state authorities have to be more vocal and let people know exactly what they're doing. And I think he's right.
Yeah.
They haven't been good about it. It just seemed like a pat in the head. Don't worry about it. And people have a right to be worried about this. Another one who's, and you have a lot of government types who are poo-pooing it, like Adam Kinzinger, the former Republican congressperson of Illinois. He's on Blue Sky all the time. He's really downgrading the drones and like, you're just dumb. And conspiracy theories. And he's probably right 80% of the time, but he's not right 100% of the time in terms of, there's more than nothing here for sure.
Well, especially when you see 10 or 15.
Yeah, a cluster.
At a time.
30, that's not.
Yeah, that's not.
10 or 15 airplanes, no.
That's not some local enthusiast having fun.
I agree. Well, we'll get to that.
No, because they're expensive.
They are expensive. So probably not a local enthusiast, but. There's other possibilities.
Elon Musk.
Literally. Seriously. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. That it would be something like that. If it's private, it's something like that.
Yeah.
But right now Americans just don't want to be calmed. We're ready to be freaked out by anything. So people are kind of freaking out by this. And again, at least some of that freak out is absolutely justified. So what is it? It's like, is it completely real? Is it completely nonsense? Or is it something in between? I think you can tell where I'm going to land on this. But if it is completely real, if all this stuff are all or most of it is real, you don't have that many possibilities. The most obvious one would be either the U.S. military or a foreign military. So people have said, okay, is this the U.S. military, some kind of secret operation or something like that?
It could be non-military. It could be terrorists.
It could be terrorists too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get to others. That's not the only one. But it could certainly be, if it's something military, it'd either be the U.S. or a major foreign power like a China or a Russia or something like that. It's not Iran. Good Lord.
Yeah.
It's the government has flat out said, it's not us. We're not doing this. And other people who are kind of antagonistic toward this government, this guy named Brett Volokovich. He's a drone expert. He's a former U.S. Army specialist. He's on Fox News. He said, this is not how the military operates.
Right.
Quote, I've tested a ton of drones over U.S. government installations in partnership with the military, and this type of secrecy is just not normal for how we do business, end quote. So even folks who aren't friendly to the current sitting government said this is not the government.
Yeah.
And all the stealthiness, they're doing something that they didn't want people to find out about, this is the worst way to go about it. So it seems very unlikely it's the U.S. military. But could it be foreign military? The government says, so far, they don't think so. Quote, our initial assessment is that this is not the work of a foreign adversary or a foreign entity. That was from Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh. She said that last Wednesday. She said there's not any truth to that, by the way, meaning the Iranian thing. There's no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States. So, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not convinced that it's not. They could be doing this. One expert, earlier this year, the head of NORTHCOM, which is a military, U.S. Northern Command, which is essentially an agency that keeps an eye on things from foreign places, said, quote, drones are certainly an increasing threat. We see them on average reported that are detected in the NORTHCOM, which is the area of their responsibility. It's not a well-constructed sentence.
No.
Is anywhere from 2 to 5 a week over military installations. So there are foreign adversaries that are doing this in restricted airspace. So
wait, and they know those are foreign adversaries?
That's how I read that.
Huh.
That almost has to be China. We know about the whole weather balloon thing.
Yeah.
So I don't, that's not Russia. They could just pick up the phone and ask Trump. He would tell them. So that has to be China in my mind.
What about North Korea?
No, I don't think they have that anywhere near that. They couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
For one. I mean, this would be, China is the most adventurous in terms of our space for sure.
Yeah.
Again, that same Brett Volokovich, the Army Ranger, he said, it's nothing for China or Russia to send a drone over our airspace very quickly and essentially poke a hole in our national security infrastructure. And he said that drones can pick up just a huge amount of data just by just brief forays into our airspace. So Russia as well. Okay, I was joking.
Like what kind of data?
How we're going to respond, what kind of technology we might use to respond. I don't know if there's electronic eavesdropping going on at that point. I don't know. I'm just a country lawyer. I'm actually not that. So I don't know. But Yeah, so just a few minutes, they can pick up a lot of important data for them. So I'm not going to leave out foreign military, foreign adventurers. I would think far more likely China than Russia. Russia in a distant second. I don't think Iran or North Korea.
Yeah.
But certainly that's a possibility for that part of this anyway, especially the ones that seem very sophisticated, these cluster drones that are staying up for a relatively long time in the
air.
So we'll see. And then, okay, so how about a corporate endeavor? Something like that. I don't know. I have no clue what the motivation would be. Is Google Maps going to redo a completely new Google Maps and they don't want anyone to know about it yet? And this is how they're starting? Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Billionaire have something they're doing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a Bond villain, but that can't be completely tossed out. But like you said, be very expensive. So if it is a private entity, it's a very well-heeled private entity. So my personal guess is that it's not.
Yeah.
One person said a former football player, Lawrence Tynes, is a former kicker. I think he's in the New York Giants. He posted, he said, the drones in New Jersey can easily be explained. Teams are clearly spying on the Jets and Giants practices, which is why they have struggled this season. It's a little joke.
Yeah.
There was the Patriots in... you know, years ago had a thing called Spygate in football where they were spying on practices for opposing teams.
Yeah.
It's actually funny though. I wonder if drones are allowed or have teams practicing.
Yeah.
Ever seen drones overhead? Because I could 100% see that. So it has been, there's been some fun about this. And by the way, oh, what was that? Daily Show did a joke about that as well. One of those respondents in New Jersey was having none of it. She said, so the Daily Show had a segment where they made fun of it and made fun of New Jerseyites particularly, which people in New Jersey have long been made fun of. Quote, this New Jersey person said, people are saying a lot of things about New Jersey and it's just so insulting. If anyone else saw this outside of their private property, they would freak out. So she's a little pissed off at that. And I don't blame her. So the counter to that is that they're completely not real. None of these are real. There's nothing to it. It's pure something. The obvious result or the obvious guess for that would be some kind of mass hysteria. That is just 100% mass hysteria. A guy named Harry Doreen, he's a electronic and software engineer, and he's an expert on these kinds of things. He has a company called Doreen Tech. All one word, because it has to be. He said he would not be surprised if people were, you know, like somebody started picking up. There's drones ahead, and they saw a few drones, and then it just snowballed. And everybody who saw a drone reported it as being weird, even though the drones were already there.
Yeah.
Or maybe at least in numbers as close to what they are now. He says, quote, after what were likely valid sightings of possible hobbyist drones, every aircraft then become suspicious. So it's not just drones, but you see a plane, you see a satellite, you see Venus, you see any light in the sky. Like, think about it. Like you said, those cluster drones, okay, that doesn't sound like fixed-wing aircraft. But if you see a light in the sky, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Is it an airplane, 20,000 feet in the air, or if it's taking off, 10 or 20, 10 or 15, 8,000 feet in the air because it's still on its ascent? Or is it a drone, you know, 300 feet in the air? You have no clue.
I know, but have you ever seen anything like that with red and green lights? I've seen red lights and I've seen blue lights.
I feel like I've probably seen, Santa Claus, obviously.
I never have seen red and green and white lights. And they say they hear that, you know the sound.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
I know. So, yeah. But you know the sound a drone makes. And so if you are hearing that, and I'm not saying it couldn't possibly be, but.
Do you know if you can hear the drone? What if the drone is 400 feet in the air? It's maximum height. Can you hear the sound still at 400 feet? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that either, but assuming these people aren't lying or imagining they hear it.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's,
some people, though, say it's silent. When they say it's silent...
That means it's further away to me.
Almost certainly, which means it's an airplane, for sure. But you hear that spoken of as if like, oh, there's some kind of weird technology. No, it's an airplane. You think you're seeing a drone. So this, let me at least say that it is absolutely possible to think you see a drone and you see an airplane. And after that, after it sort of snowballed and became a thing, it became a story,
right?
Which was very quickly... Any light in the sky is a drone
at
this point. If you're in New Jersey
and
now increasingly other states, which is why I said earlier,
yeah.
I would not be surprised if this goes national.
Yeah.
Because people are going to start seeing lights in the sky and they're going to be drones to them, yeah. no matter what they are.
I think that's possible. I mean, we walk our dogs nightly.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've seen yeah. weird lights in the sky just because, what, is that a plane? Is that a star? Is that a whatever? And, but I would never characterize something that's going in one direction at a steady pace.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think, oh, that's
a
drone.
Like, a drone could do that. Why? Why
but,
wouldn't?
But why would they be?
Why wouldn't they be?
Because
they don't have
they're
to go zigzag patterns or anything.
But
or,
they're
or
hovering, or
yeah,
you know, they're not
yeah.
typically going from point A to point B.
How about a helicopter? Helicopters can move just like drones, and those aren't drones. And if they're high enough, you're not going to hear that sound either. If
yeah.
they're high enough, so you could talk about helicopters as well as so. Think of planes in terms of fixed wing aircraft or helicopters as well. But I'm glad you said that
yeah.
because when we say that, I'm not saying, oh, dummies doing this. Everybody is susceptible to mistaken identity of things in the night sky.
Yeah.
Me, you, everybody listening,
uh-huh.
everybody. I'm not saying none of these people are necessarily dumb or, you know, gullible for thinking they saw a drone. We're all totally susceptible, A, to mistaking things in the sky, especially at night, and B, when we are primed to think
yeah.
there's a certain answer, everybody's susceptible to see that answer first. Everyone, including
yeah.
me. So, I'm not being, oh, these are, you know, at all. I want to make sure that's very clear because I hate people like that. I'm not that person. God
yeah.
damn it.
But a lot of these firsthand accounts really sound like.
They absolutely. When you, if you're seeing a cluster
yeah.
of lights and they're red and green, I agree.
Yeah.
That almost has to be
yeah.
a group of drones. The FBI has said that their tip line has received over 5,000 tips, but fewer than 100 have led to leads, quote, deemed worthy of further investigative activity, unquote. Quote, there's been a slight overreaction, unquote, to the reports, the FBI said. So,
yeah.
again, that's a little bit of don't worry about it, but it's also a little bit of, okay, a lot of this is, you know, for sure it's mistaken identity.
And I'm sure that happens anytime something weird is reported, yeah. you know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, for sure. And, of course, our friend Tom DeLonge, the former guitarist for, I guess he still is a guitarist for Blink-182, and a noted UFO enthusiast has been, you know, pontificating on social media.
Really?
He says, quote, the drones that are being discussed can hover for 6 hours and then disappear once they are spotted. That is why it's been so hard to get facts from any U.S. agency. Some of them can even move into the ocean and then back up to the air, which is called transmedium travel, a very hard thing to do, end quote. I don't think any of that's actually true,
Oh,
Tom.
He's saying they go into the ocean, under the water.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can find... No report of any activity like that. No one's,
yeah.
anybody who says they can go up for 6 hours. I saw a couple of references to that, and I tried to check where those references came from, and it's just like, oh, people said. That's complete nonsense.
But also, how can you track a single drone for 6 hours?
Who the fuck yeah. is sitting there going, I see a drone. I am going to sit here for 6 hours. I'm not going to take my eyes off of that drone.
And of course, it's going to stay within my eyesight for 6 hours.
Where I can see yeah. it for 6 hours and then watch it disappear after 6 hours of light. No
That's
one
ridiculous.
Has, it's
yeah.
a stupid statement. Just think, it's one of those things, think about it for 10 seconds, you realize how dumb that is. In fact, all those things he said are fairly silly. No one's reported them going into the water and out of the water, and they're not nearly as big as some of these misreports have
yeah.
made them out to be. So it's not helping when people are kind of, this adds to hysteria, those kinds of reactions, because Tom DeLonge is just trying to make it into a UFO.
Yeah.
Everything to him is a UFO. If he saw Santa and he saw every goddamn reindeer and Rudolph, he'd think it's a UFO. He thinks Santa's an alien, for
well,
sure.
Santa might be an alien, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Fair.
Yeah.
And by the way, drones can only stay up, like, typically about 30 to 45 minutes. That's it. So there's no evidence. Even an hour, think about that. Would you watch a drone for an hour? No, no one's done that. So I don't believe that. So that's a lot of misinformation has come out there. So one of the other ideas, though, for a possible, if it's a not real, is that it's a hoax of some sort, or at least it's just a series
yeah.
of hoaxes. You saw the implication from that one earlier guy who said that it started with something. A few people said, God, I'm seeing some drones. I'm seeing a lot of drones. They're acting weird. I saw 30 drones. Is that normal? That's crazy. And then all of a sudden, every goddamn drone person now has their drone up in the air. Not
right.
But, you know,
yeah.
people are just piling on because it's fun.
Fun, yeah.
So there probably isn't a lot of that, that there really are more drones in the sky in New Jersey. And then once it spreads into those nearby states, because the other drone enthusiasts are saying, let's get in on this.
Is this why you say you expect to see it?
That's one of the reasons as well.
I wonder why it hasn't already.
I think it's a combination of we'll see more drone people out there messing around with people, and more importantly, I think we'll see more misidentifications of non-drones, or just people noticing drones.
Right.
You wouldn't notice them before. Now you're not only noticing them, but reporting them to the FBI tip line. That's not normal. That drone could have been there a month ago, 6 months ago. Yeah. And you know, again, these are all at night. This is a fairly new phenomenon, and drone flying at night is a relatively new phenomenon as well.
Why would somebody want to fly a drone at night?
That's a great question. I don't know. There must be a reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either.
Being cool, because they can. Could be
nighttime.
Training.
Nighttime photography could be a thing too, like that, but you think that would be for a specific event or something like 4th of July or, you know.
And if it was a, you know, like Chinese and they just needed intel, why not do it at night? They're thinking is we'll be less likely detected. Little do they know that people are looking up and seeing those lights.
Yeah.
And noticing. So, but here's the thing, if it is China, they're still doing it, which is interesting, but they may have stopped, but by then the phenomenon had weight of its own, it had inertia, and now it is,
right?
You know,
yeah.
There are drones out there, but it's all the actual local American drone enthusiasts with their drones up, and then lots and lots and lots of mistaken identities as well. And of course, the most likely mistaken identity is airplanes, some kind of plane, whether it's an airplane or a helicopter. That's, quote, we have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. The FBI and the DHS, working in close coordination with the New Jersey State Police, continue to deploy personnel and technology to investigate the situation, confirm whether reported drone sightings are actually drones or are instead manned aircraft or otherwise inaccurate sightings. So I think the government, at least for the most part, is saying we think they're mostly misidentification of airplanes.
Yeah.
Another expert has said, and I can't find the name of this person. He said basically it's not uncommon. He has experience doing this with the FBI and doing investigations involving drones. And he said it's fairly common for drones for people to mistake other things for drones, not just airplanes, but like he said, satellites in low orbit can be mistaken for drones. Because again, it's the distance and the light thing. You don't.
Yeah.
You think that's 400 feet up? No, it's miles up.
Yeah.
But you see it. And you think it's a drone much closer than it really is. And of course, airplanes are mistaken for drones all the time. Now, the next thing is over-reporting. So there's something real there. But like I said, you have 5,000 tips and things like that. That doesn't mean they're seeing 5,000 instances of drones.
Right.
There's no question that one entrance is getting tens or dozens or even hundreds of responses. So it gives the idea that there's a ton going on. There really, no one's, as far as I know, but it'd be interesting to see how many individual instances that do seem like distinct from, the reporting has there been. You know, here's the 5,000 reports, but now we can track those reports to how many instances. And my guess is it's not as big as we think it is.
And I'm sure they have a pretty good idea because
they probably do.
They're finding out where these sightings have occurred and date and time and all that kind of stuff. So,
So what is it? What's going on here?
We don't know.
My best guess is not UFOs. No. My best guess is there's something real. If you twisted my arm, I'd say I wouldn't be, I'm looking at you, China, for and starting this up, but then it sort of snowballed. And you do have a lot of misidentification, but not 100% of is misidentifications. You do have a lot of just normal drone activity that's being mistaken for something nefarious or something like that. And you do have a lot of people, like I said earlier, you're now noticing that drone in the sky. It was no big deal. Like I said, you're out for the dog walk and you see a light in the sky. It's not that big a deal. You don't think much about it. Now you do. And if you're in New Jersey right now, you're damn right you do, and you're freaked out by it.
Yeah.
Having said that, if I saw 30 drones in a suburban neighborhood, I would be pissed off. I would want someone to do something about that. So we'll see what gets done in terms of what's going to be the response. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right now, people are saying like, well, can we shoot them down? The Pentagon has said, no, please don't shoot them down. and by the way, they've said every military installation out there has the right to do so if they feel threatened. And he said, so far, no military installation has felt threatened enough to go out there and try to shoot them down. But it is illegal. If you think you're going to be a drone vigilante, maybe guess again, the FAA classifies drones as aircraft. And under the Aircraft Sabotage Act, that sounds ominous, and it is. But damaging or destroying aircraft is a federal offense, even if it's flying over private property. So you cannot legally shoot down that drone. By the way, also, most drones have lithium batteries in them, and those things can explode. So if you shoot it down and it lands on like a roof or something like that, it can start a house fire or something along those lines. So please don't go shooting down the drones.
Yeah, we know somebody whose house exploded from having lithium batteries in their garage.
Oh, yes, yes. You don't want to mess with the lithium. Generally, what's going to happen now is that a lot of these same politicians, like Senator Chuck Schumer or the Governor Hochul, you tell me how to pronounce
Hochul.
Your name. Hochul is what you maybe said. They're out calling for like federal legislation. Like, we need more resources there. We need more. Schumer is calling for something called the Robin Radar System, which has 360-degree technology. I don't know what that means, but better radar, essentially. Hochul.
We currently only have 180-degree
I guess so. Nope, stops right there. Hard stop at 180. I'm sorry. You're like left, right, but you can't turn around. There's something called the Counter UAS Authority Security Safety and Reauthorization Act, because people don't like the human language. And that bill would reform legal authorities so they can take more counter UAS measures. I'm going to call it counter drone measures.
Yeah.
And it also strengthened the FAA's oversight of drones, maybe allow for a little more like, okay, we need to start to control it.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely, this is going to get out of hand very soon if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
There's too many drones up there with people who maybe shouldn't be at the controls. And they probably are doing some nefarious things. I'll guarantee you drones are used for spying all the time.
Yeah.
Personal spying and corporate
spying.
Well,
and that's what I was going to say. It could into some creepy territory.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure that happens
stalking
all the time.
Stalking and... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The state of Connecticut has already said they've deployed a drone detection system to assist them in the investigation. I don't know what that means.
Guy in a tower.
It could be a guy in a tower, yeah.
With
So what do you think it is? What's your best guess?
I really don't know.
That's... You know mine. I think something happened... I think if I had to say who's responsible, I'd say China.
Yeah.
And I'd say it could be Russia too, but it's an attempt to sort of just to probe, or like, I'll take that guy's word for it that they can gain meaningful intelligence from doing so, even from a limited time, and they don't care about being seen.
Yeah.
They're going back to wherever they're being operated from. It could be land or sea. It could be both. It doesn't have to be going out to the ocean. The fact that they have mostly been very coastal does indicate they may be going back to some craft off the ocean, though. But
well, and that, I think, lends more credibility to it being something like China, because otherwise, why aren't they in Kansas? Or, you know what I mean?
I'm trying to think. Pennsylvania is about the furthest away. I don't know. That seems like a little bit too far from the Atlantic Ocean.
Theoretically, those could just be bandwagons or...
Those could be, yeah.
You know.
Those could be... Those more likely to be mistaken. Or they could be, you know, there's nothing to say you can't do this. You don't have a Chinese agent who has a farm somewhere.
Yeah,
and
that's
they can take off and land there. So.
Yeah.
So I think there is definitely something here. It's something that definitely the federal government needs to be doing a way better job about handling and about responding and about being transparent about.
Yeah.
I also think there's some conspiracists and some people trying to politicize it, which is a shame. And I also think there's definitely a huge element of mistaken identity and just like bandwagoning and just...
Yeah. It's Canada.
You know, it could be Canada.
I mean, Trudeau is probably very rightfully pissed off that Trump keeps
the tariffs
referring to
Canada as a state.
As the governor of Canada.
Are you 100% positive that Trump is really just kind of tweaking that, or he really does maybe think that Canada is a state? I'm not sure which is true.
That's a 50-50. I think he thinks once he's president, he's going to buy Canada.
Yeah.
And they're going to be part of the United States. Or that's his plan.
We'll see. Well, yes, it could be the Canadian military just messing around. I suppose so.
No. I'm joking, but...
Well, now, so do you think it is some portion of it Israel?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
It is something we will keep our eye on here at Weird World. We'll keep it updated if anything happens that's worth it. So far, it just seems like this is getting bigger and bigger, and there's top of the masthead kind of stories about this every day now. So we'll see if it. My guess is it starts to simmer down, because if it is a foreign adversary, they'd be wise to mellow out for a while, and it'll just sort of peter out. And I don't know how long, but not that long.
Yeah.
We may not be talking about this anymore. So we'll see. So that is the story of the drone invasion of New Jersey. It's ongoing as we speak.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start watching the news.
Okay.
Maybe once a week.
Once a week. Otherwise, you're boycotting. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. Well, thanks for listening. Until next time. See you around.
Bye.